Show.
Oh, you actually said you're
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER that's been enjoyed by, and I don't think I'm exaggerating, billions of people for millions of years. Joel Kasem is my name, and as always, but not always, but sometimes, but mostly, I'm joined in the studio by my two co-hosts who are going to discuss the sporting week that was. First up is 2SER's very own coach whisperer, it's Mick Rad.
I've told you a million times, a trillion times not to exaggerate. Joel?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I've told you a million times.
Oh, I get it. That's pretty good.
Not to exaggerate.
I like that joke.
I don't get it.
He's like, I told you a million times. I'm just repeating what he said. I don't know why that's going to help.
Well, I don't know what the first reference was anyway.
Well, so, he was exaggerating at the top of the show about billions of listeners and trillions of years.
Oh, I thought he were talking about a coach whisperer.
Oh.
And that's why I was like, what do you mean?
I don't actually get that reference. Yeah, what
the so, word. Queensland in state of origin.
Kicking off to a good start.
Hey, this has been a terrible start, but it doesn't matter. In the state of origin, Queensland hired a coach whisperer. They call him this guy coach whisperer.
He was like an American guy, wasn't he?
Is he? I don't know. I don't care. I didn't really read into it, but I thought that was just going to work for this introduction.
In
yeah, it's really creepy, actually.
They're going to win.
But only in coaches' ears, and he's just like really... What is going
I'm stuck between two stools. And
do you want
help? It's okay. I'm going to stand because
should
that's
start
what...
Again?
Should we? Do we want to start again?
Whatever. You guys are listening, aren't you?
Well, we're 2 minutes in. Don't turn off. Just keep bear with
just
us.
Keep listening.
We'll keep going.
It gets better from here, trust me. Hey, also joining us is a woman. Sorry. Also joining us is a woman who will be giving us her play-by-play rundown of Wednesday night State of Origin. It's Gabby Morris.
Yay! Honestly, who throws a shoe?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, did we see that? Who was that? That was Ben
someone,
Hunt.
Someone Hunt,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looked English, was he?
No.
He looked a bit laddish.
Not if he's playing in State
he's
of Origin.
He's supposed to get penalised for throwing a shoe. And
he fully pegged it.
Yeah.
It was a good little underhand hook, like a...
So they can't punch each other in the face anymore, so they just throw each other's shoes around.
I like it. It looks pretty fun.
It does look fun. Okay, so before I get into anything at all, we're 4 minutes in or whatever, 3 minutes in. Sorry about all that at the start there. A bit messy. We are back in what we call the stand-up studio. We haven't been in here for quite a few weeks now. So we're sort of just... This is like our it's like our bogey studio.
Yeah.
We can never get things right. Like, you tripped over two chairs.
Yep.
I don't know how.
I started sitting, now I'm standing.
Mick looks really confused.
And now I'm the only one sitting, and it's throwing me off. It's throwing everyone off. Anyway, we're here. Welcome to the show. This is Across the Park. I think I did that better already. How are your sporting weeks, guys? Anything happened?
I have not done anything yet.
Okay.
It's coming. It's coming very soon, that time when I'll actually do some sport.
Exercise.
I think Community Cup was supposed to start like 2 weeks ago, and I still haven't been to a training because it's on a Wednesday night, and it's
also been freezing.
Well, there is that, but I can't let that stop me, right? But next week, I promise, I'll be there at Community Cup training to start the season to see out.
Me too. You too, Joel. We're meant to all be there.
Yeah, I'm meant to be, but I don't know
see
yet.
See how unfit I am. No, that's it. I've got no other sport right now.
That's okay. That's fine. Gab, anything?
I watched people swim today.
Excellent. Excellent. At the beach?
Not in a pool.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you've paid to go into a pool and
not swim. It's a bit creepy, Gab.
It is. You're the swimming whisperer.
I was actually taking photos of them.
Okay. Now it's really creepy.
And I just like felt energized just watching them. And I just thought to myself, like, just imagine if I did it. Wow.
That's one way to be, I suppose.
I've often just like think about the exercise that I've done. And I feel really like good about myself.
I wish it was that simple, though. I wish you could just think about exercise and somehow your body went bloop.
Yeah.
And you've done the exercise now because you've thought about it.
Yeah. Anyway, it was fun watching people swim. It's a good sport, swimming.
Swimming is a good sport.
That glazed
uses every muscle of your body.
Yeah, I did it for a while. Remember that time I swam?
Yeah, I do remember, actually. You said you did 20 laps.
I did, and then I was my peak.
Oh, yeah, that was it. That was months ago.
I was done.
That was it. Never heard of it again.
Yeah, what happened there? Did you just stop? You gave up?
I've still got a card, which has got like...
And he's going to show us the card.
Lots of we believe you. It's okay.
It. You don't have to show us. It's fine.
Oh, no, it's my coffee card. Wait. Here we go. Oh, it doesn't actually say.
Yeah, it says you swam once.
I think I've got like 7 visits left at the pool.
Excellent.
Out of 10. Excellent. I was looking for holes. There's no holes in it. It's like a plastic electric card. There's no way of knowing how many visits I've got left until I go.
Yes.
Swimming in winter is actually really good, guys. It's actually
also
fantastic.
Very hard.
No, it's good. You can go to heated pools and really get your blood pumping. You're not cold. Really great activity.
Tactivity. It is a great tactivity.
It's tactile.
All right.
I have done other sporting things with my throat, as you may have noticed. This week, I've been a lot of yelling at people.
Come on. Don't go there.
Why? I never get to do that. You guys always do it. I did it once.
What? Do what?
Gross things.
So I've been like, this is my throat. My vocal cords are just shot, man.
Yeah.
We'll explain. Yeah. We'll talk about more why when we talk about certain sports.
Mm. Yeah.
But, oh, man. Watching sport is just bad for you, as well as playing sport. It's all just bad for your body.
It's quite stressful, actually. It really raises that stress hormone and affects your... I've just become like the health the health guru on the show.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We need one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So, well, I guess, I mean, shall we just get into sport? Because...
Yeah, well, I want to tell you about my Sunday morning.
All right, we'll get into it.
Wow, this is a remix.
Whoa, it's a long one.
Sport.
Yeah!
Sport. Sport.
Careful of your throat. Oh.
Sport.
Yeah, watch your throat there, mate, because you've done some damage. Yeah. So we're talking sport now. After that 30-minute sting. Let's start with Slucker Mick, because you were just about to talk about it. What happened to Liverpool?
They won!
Oh, they did win!
Yeah. It's been a hell of a season. Like, I mean, there's tragic Liverpool fans out there all around the world. They're one of the most followed teams in any sport around the world.
Very true.
They are now the 6-time champions of Europe. So put that in perspective, they are the 3rd most winningest club in European history.
That's Whoa. Very good.
So, you know.
That's a big claim, isn't it?
Yeah. And the European Cup is the pinnacle of a club championship to win. Like, yeah, you can win your league, which is all of England. But we're talking about all of Europe. We're talking about every football club in Europe that can potentially play in the Champions League. You are on the very top of that. It's almost like the World Cup of like local clubs sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's every year. So anyway, it's awesome. It was huge. We made it last year too. We lost last year. It was crushing. We won last one in 2005, I think it was. So it hasn't been that long. Like, I remember I was there watching 2005. But Sunday morning, 4:30 a.m. I headed down to the bar and Cheers and George Street. There was a line, like hundreds of people lined up out the door. But that because of the dumb lockout laws in Sydney, if you wanted to go to this venue and
wait, did you wake up or did you stay up?
No, see, I could have, but if I wanted to go to this venue, I would have had to go at 1:30 a.m.
Oh.
Because after 1:30, they can't let anyone in until 5 a.m.
Oh.
But they got an exemption for half an hour, whoopie doo, to let people in half an hour earlier so they could get ready for the game because it started at 5. So people were there like for like 12 hours waiting for the game. Just so they can get a spot in the bar because it's like rammed. So they got an upstairs bar, they got a downstairs bar. I got to the downstairs area because it was all empty and they let everyone in. There was just TVs everywhere. There's like places like 15 TV screens and you can just turn every direction and there's a TV. It was so good. And yeah, it was just 25 seconds into the game. We're talking about Liverpool and Tottenham. One of the Tottenham players handballed it. Had his hands up. Like, you don't have your hands up when you're in the box. And someone kicked the ball, I reckon on purpose.
It's rigged.
Like, chipped the ball into his sort of up here, which is sort of the way your shoulder joins your arm. What's that?
Bicep.
Yeah, yeah. It basically hit him there, but that's classified as handball.
Was his arm up or was his arm down?
His arm was up.
Like, oh, yeah.
This. Like,
yeah,
his arm was up here, and my arm's up in the air, and he basically chipped the ball, and he knew his arm was there, and he hit it, and it was a handball. Penalty in the box, 2 minutes in with one goal up.
Do you reckon that's legit? I don't know. I reckon that's a bit of a shit move.
Yeah, look, it's...
By Liverpool or Tottenham?
By Liverpool.
Well, surely you'd want to get the free kick.
You take advantage of that.
I don't know, but like, you don't go around playing soccer and just like purposely kicking the ball at someone's hands.
When you're a defender in the box, you're supposed to have your hands
behind
your back.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
Like, and not put them up, so...
But you're not trying to hit the ball into people's arms when you're playing soccer, like, even if they're flailing around. Oh, look, you know?
I don't know if he did it on purpose, but it just sort of looked like he aimed at that direction. Anyway.
Good goss if he did.
1-0 up for the most of the game. We got to like the 73rd minute, something like that. We got the second goal and the place just erupts. Like, this place was loud. And I screamed like my ass off. Just screamed. And hugged everyone around me.
Were you with anyone that you knew?
I was by myself. My two friends bailed.
You were by yourself.
So that two, my two friends have got kids, and they're going to come down and meet me there in the morning. They both messaged me, like, oh, we're going to watch it at home. So,
Why did you want to go to Cheers so badly? What
the atmosphere,
the vibe? Yeah.
Everyone's there. All the fans are there. And it's such a cool vibe, and everyone's singing the songs and whatnot. So, yeah. Second goal went in, there was like 15 minutes of hanging on. We got there, we won, and everyone just sang, you know, you'll never walk alone.
I wish they did that version as well.
What a fantastic song to go on. It was They Never Will Walk Alone, because as a team, they got to victory.
That's right.
With the ball in the back of the net.
But that's the thing about that song, is it's so emotional as well. Like, when you
I know.
Sing,
when
it's it hits you right there. So everyone was just hugging and cheering and crying. And I had champagne and beer at 7 in the morning and 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning. Till about 9:30 when I sort of went, oh, I'm so drunk. And it's day hasn't even started. No, it was a Sunday morning. It was all right. I went home and had to sleep.
Fun. That atmosphere is, you can't really.
I mean, and then the next day 750,000 people turned up in Liverpool to welcome them home. It was amazing. Just awesome.
Whoa.
Is footage of it. Oh, just
yeah, I think the photos are insane. Yeah. Double-decker buses and people climbing up poles and just a red sea.
So I could never imagine having that sort of euphoria after a win in Australia, because, yeah, my team Parramatta might win one day, maybe, but I can't see Parramatta. Like, you know, I just can't I don't think I'll feel – maybe I will. I'll probably get pretty emotional.
I think you would.
But just, yeah. I mean, if I could be at a game like that one in Liverpool.
Why are you such a big fan of Liverpool?
Oh, I guess back to when I was a kid. Craig Johnston was an Australian player. He played for Liverpool. He got a goal in the FA Cup back then. It was big news. Everyone loved Craig Johnston. He was like this homeboy kid going well. And he was also a friend of my uncle's who lived in Newcastle. And, yeah, I just sort of got to know him back then. And then it was one of those teams that overall got really good. They had great players. And everyone was going for him back in the early 90s. mid-80s. Whenever they were, you know. However old I am, I'm not trying to give it away. So that's how do you start supporting your team? It's usually when you're a kid, I guess.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, I go for Arsenal.
Yeah?
Because when I was a kid, that's where I was, you know, that was the thing to go for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living in England.
Sometimes it just comes down to the team that was winning when you were a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a bit fickle, I guess.
The time an adult just gives you a jersey and goes, this is who you're supporting.
Yeah.
But often it's a passed down thing from a parent as well, you know. I tried with my kids, it didn't work.
No.
But it's not always that way. Like you said, I mean, for you it was sort of different. Yeah. For me, in my family with NRL, every single... So my mum, my dad, my brother, my sister and myself, we all supported different teams. Like, no one was the same. My parents didn't force any team onto us. So,
okay.
But now my dad and I support the same team because ours merged. But,
oh, of course.
Yeah, so it's weird. It's weird how that works.
But my dad was so unsporty. I don't think he's watched a game of sport in his life. So I was never influenced by a parent, but, you know. I was really sporty, and my parents were like, why are you so sporty? And I could never explain it, but I just sit down and watch cricket constantly all summer. And they were just like, turn the TV off. I'm like, no. I'll tell you one day about how nerdy I was with cricket, but not
right. I can't wait.
I'm fine.
We'll do it when Gabby's not here.
Yeah.
So you're happy That's great.
Yeah.
Soccer's done. Where do they go from now? Like, how do you come down from that? You can't. It must be months of just, like, riding this wave.
Yeah. Just pretty much. And the coach, Jurgen Klopp, is, like, everyone just loves him because he was smashing down the drinks after the game and had an interview and he's like, I'm a little bit pissed that it's only 20 minutes after the game. But his footage of him just, like, he's just the biggest legend. Everyone loves him and he's being offered a £10 million a year contract, I think, for the next many years. So
pretty average.
He'll be sticking around. And hopefully, well, the next step for Liverpool is they've got to win the league. So we just missed out on it this year. So hopefully next year we can take that step, win that, and then try for the other ones. Yeah.
Cool.
It never stops, hey. No. It's always just year, season to season. You just start again.
The Women's World Cup starts on Sunday night.
Yeah. Yes. So when the league football starts, then stops and the tournament starts.
Yeah. They're playing over in France. Mm-hmm. Parlez-vous français?
Oui. No, that's all we got.
Parlez anglais?
Okay.
Croissant.
We love the Matildas here. They're our team, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for this tournament.
I'm very excited.
But they've actually lost their last couple of, like, they've had warm-up games, which they've been losing.
Thrashed by the Netherlands on Saturday night.
So not great. Don't forget they sacked their coach not that long ago, and now it's all been found out that really they shouldn't have done it. He did nothing wrong. Was bad.
So devastating.
The players wanted him there, so I think that doesn't help. And you know, I think Football Australia could be in a bit of trouble. I think David Gallop may even lose his job over this. So that's all going to have an effect on them going in. But anyway,
huge effect. Huge.
Their pool consists of Brazil, Italy, and Jamaica. Their first game is Italy on Sunday night. We were just discussing the time off here. I think around 9 o'clock.
8:30. I reckon tune in 8:30. Kick off at 9. SBS.
Yeah,
that's right. Well done, Gab.
So we've got Italy first. They're ranked 15th in the world.
Yeah,
but they are the up and comers. They've won all but one of their qualifying matches heading into this. Unlike us. Then we play Brazil. I think we've played them three times and only beaten them once.
They're going to be tough.
Oh, really?
We should beat Italy, but Brazil will be tough.
Brazil's a tough one.
Yeah.
Because then we have Jamaica, who are ranked 53rd in the world.
They're the second lowest ranked, like, out of all the teams in
just
the country.
Imagine if we lost to them.
Yeah. But the thing is with them, they're really young. Like, they're all quite young girls. So, I don't know. Anything could really happen.
They've got no one over 30.
They're the only team that doesn't have a player over 30. So, yeah, anything could happen. But I think we have to just get off to a good start beating Italy on Sunday. And I just wanted to mention this article that was sent to me through the week. An under-18s team, the South Korean team, was stripped of the Panda Cup last Thursday after their celebrations infuriated China, who were the hosts of this competition, right? The Panda Cup. So what they did is they won. They beat China 3-0 in a game of soccer. And they had the trophy. And then afterwards, they're taking photos with the trophy on the field. And there's just one photo that a guy's got his boot off. And he's got his shoe, like his foot, sorry, in the cup. And they've taken a photo of that. And that has got China just got so upset about it, they took the cup off them. They've been disqualified.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and there's been all these like,
what do we? Is there a cultural reference that we're missing?
I'm not sure. They just find it
just
like
disrespectful, flat out.
Yeah, so they took it off them. These poor South Korean guys have been like apologizing profusely, you know, going on TV and apologizing, and China just won't budge.
And one player ruined
it. One player, yeah.
Imagine that.
They reckon they're saying like other stuff happened that we're not going to show you photos of, but I don't think so. I think it's that one guy with a foot in the cup.
How bad would you feel?
I know, terrible. State of Origin happened on Wednesday night. I guess that was pretty big, Gab.
Yeah. Thoughts? Watch the highlights.
Yeah, great.
I actually forgot about it. And then I watched the highlights and I was like, oh, damn, this actually would have been really fun to be at a pub and watch. Like, I just kind of forgot. And there were some really good, like, good moments, good entertaining moments.
Well, Origin is one of those games every year there is something happens. It's exciting. It's even people who don't watch rugby league will watch Origin, which is why it's always
huge. Yeah,
I
had some
like
friends
huge ratings
saying they were at the pub and they were all AFL supporters and just saying, oh, this is actually really entertaining. This is great.
I didn't know this sport existed until now. But I mean, from the sporting capital.
It's definitely a lot easier. I sometimes feel like it can be easier to watch than AFL.
Well, it definitely
say,
is.
They say that a bit. It's a better TV game than AFL. AFL is a better live game.
Yep, yep. Okay. Yeah, I kind of really appreciated that, watching the highlights.
It's a better highlight game. It's a better iPhone, watching on your iPhone game. Yeah, so do you know the score?
18-14.
Beautiful. Yes. Well done. New South Wales lost. It was... Like, did you watch it? Did you?
It was a game of two halves, Joel.
I hate that cliche, but it's so true. It's so true. I mean, New South Wales were up 8-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
And then Queensland came out in the second half, a different team.
Yep.
Maybe they were Victoria.
They just had this passion. Like, New South Wales has stopped looking like they wanted to win in the second half.
Yeah.
And Queensland, just everything they did was just working. And New South Wales was like, oh, that's right. It's two halves of this game. Oops, we better keep going. Yeah, and then they woke up at the end and it was too late.
But again, I seriously think it's rigged because it's three matches. So they've got to make it entertaining. Otherwise, people aren't going to watch.
Well, that's just the thing, right? Because New South Wales won last year and Queensland had this dominance for such a long time. And as soon as New South Wales beat Queensland, they're like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And then the first game is in Queensland. So, if they win, you know.
Oh, come on.
It's in Perth. The next game's in Perth. So, neutral territory.
What will happen is, I bet you, New South Wales will win.
If it doesn't mean just because there's three games, they're going to make it.
Didn't happen
the
last year.
Game.
No, what happened last year?
New South Wales won the first two.
And wrapped it up straight away.
No. And then we lost the last game.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean anything, though. The last game means nothing, right?
That's right. It's a dead rubber if you've already won the first two.
Yeah. So it's boring.
It's still good to watch.
The interesting thing is, you're right, in the third game this year is in Sydney, which is the biggest crowd they get. And if somehow Queensland win Perth, no one's going to go to that third game. It is going to be dead.
Yeah, so the second game is really where it's all at. Like, that's the biggest game.
And New South Wales should step up and hopefully win that one, like, just because they know that it's do or die. And
they When's the next one?
3 weeks.
I think June 23rd. I think it's on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's like 2.5 weeks. So it's Sunday. They're doing this weird thing now where they play the second Origin on a Sunday. I do not agree.
No,
because it's normally always Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Why have they done that? Rigged.
Ratings. Rigged. It's all about ratings. And also, it's in Perth, so they're 2 hours behind.
Oh, of course.
So
they'll
play it. I don't actually know what time the game's on, to be honest.
I don't know either. Doesn't matter. We'll find out in a couple of weeks. So yeah. Anyway, you want to talk about it, or it doesn't matter because we lost.
Doesn't matter, we lost. Not too many talking points out of it, really, other than Cody Walker did nothing, which was disappointing. Yeah. He got picked. Big
raps on him. And as an NRL player, I think he's fantastic.
Yep.
He just doesn't have that next level, unfortunately.
Didn't seem...
Because you see other players who can just go straight into that arena, like Tedesco and Cook, and they're so good. And then... Yep. Our players just can't.
And it was unfortunate because we had Danny here last week talking about Indigenous players.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for New South Wales, Cody Walker and
Latrell Mitchell,
two big Indigenous stars, didn't play very well.
Yeah.
Which is really hope. But I hope they'll get... I don't know about Cody getting picked again. He might get another chance. We'll see.
He might, yeah. But I think Latrell will stay.
Yeah, he will.
Either way. In the AFL, the struggling Carlton Blues announced on Monday that they have sacked their coach, Brendan Bolton.
It's always always interesting to see the first coach sacked in a season, isn't it?
He was the second, though.
Oh, shit.
Didn't someone else?
Guys, it's pretty early to be sacking coaches. Jeez.
I think. Now I've confused myself. I think someone else sacked someone. Okay. Kangaroos, maybe? North Melbourne?
No,
yeah, I think that happened too. So it was said because of his poor win loss ratio. So as a coach, he had won 16 of 77 games.
Whoa.
Oh, is that in your contract, do you reckon?
No.
I don't think it would be.
You can't sack someone for that.
Well, there's some sort of clause.
He's not hitting his KPIs.
No, he's not. Definitely not. He's, quotas.
It must be in his contract. You can't just sack someone just like that if that's the only reason.
Yeah, I wonder what
take
coaching
that to the work ombudsman.
I really don't know what coaching contracts look like. Hey, like how do they word it to say that we have entitled to sack you? I wonder if they pay out their salary like for the year. They probably do.
Yeah, they'd have to.
They'd pay, I think, so.
They're still getting paid. So whatever.
Yeah,
but it was really the press conference was quite interesting because the president of Carlton sat there and just gave it to him.
Wow.
And he just sat there and was like, and he's so lovely, Brendan Bolton. He just sat there and he's like, okay. And then it was his turn to talk and he was just...
What do you mean he gave it to him?
Oh, just like, not gave it to him, but they basically blame the coach. They're not blaming the players. They just put everything on him. That was their thing, right? Even though Carlton have not been a great club for years. I'm talking a long time.
Bad.
He's been there 4 seasons and a long time before that. Carlton have never really been that successful. And anyway, he just sat there and he took it and then it was his turn to talk and he was really polite and he was like, guys just, and he was smiling the whole time and almost going to cry. He's like, just keep supporting this club, okay? Keep supporting these guys. They're doing their best. They're trying really hard. And it's like,
oh, my
man,
heart.
Come on.
You know what? That's why he's not a good coach.
Yeah.
Maybe that is. Maybe that's why. But I also, oh, yeah, maybe you're right. Because I feel like that would have won him, you know, points with other clubs if they were looking for
sure.
a coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, coaches can't be too nice.
That's also true. But maybe we don't know what he's like behind the scenes. Mm. Anyway, we're going to have to move on to a game, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
I did want to talk a little bit of cricket, but...
Nah.
we might do that next week, I guess.
when we got more action, Australia won a game, but that's only one.
Yeah. So, yeah. We'll talk about it later. Okay. So, game time. Sports Spelling Bee.
Ooh, spelling.
Oh, no. My heart rate's just increased. I'm getting sweaty. I hate spelling. I'm really bad at spelling.
This will be good then.
Yeah, it's great.
Can't wait.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. I'm feeling a bit faint.
Okay. Do you want to take your scarf off? Is that going to make you feel better? It's okay. It's okay. I don't want you to stress. Let me.
No, I'm fine.
Last week or the week before or something, there was a spelling bee in the Americas which ended in an 8-way tie.
Whoa.
And that's good enough reason for us, I think, to do a spelling bee.
You just yawned when you said whoa.
Whoa. That's great, mate. Okay.
Whatever you want to do. Okay. So the French Open is on. And if there are harder names to spell than tennis players, I know.
What, you're not getting us to spell names?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, Joel.
These aren't necessarily players who are playing now, just really hard ones to spell and say, as you will soon find out. Don't look at your phone, Kev.
Sorry. Calling a friend.
Dial a friend.
Okay. Oh, okay. From France. Okay. Oh, we should do it in turns. Who wants to go first?
Michael
can go first.
Okay, M-I-C.
So I just want you to... You can just do the surname, okay?
Okay.
Because it'll take forever if we do all of it. So, Gael Monfils.
M-O-N.
Hang on, slow down. Okay.
Monteith?
Yes. Monfils.
Monfils. Oh.
I think Monfils. Yeah, that's how you say it. Okay. Definitely not how it's spelled, though.
Oh, M-O-N-T-H.
That's okay. M-O-N-F-I-L-S.
Monfils.
Yeah, that's how I would say it. I'm trying to give it the correct pronunciation. Gabby, Richard Gasquet.
Gasquet. Gascon.
It's French, yeah.
Gay.
G. I hope you... Yep. G.
G.
For Gabby.
A. Y. I was just thinking gay. Yes, got it.
This is like the mind game.
Well done. Yeah. Gasquet. Mick.
Wow. Okay.
Do you want to? Should we go a different country?
Yep.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Serbia.
Oh yeah, I'm in it. All right.
Viktor Troitsky.
Oh, I don't know. That doesn't sound like a Serbian name. T R O I. T-S-K...
Oh. T-R-O-I-C-K-I. Gabby from Japan. K. Nishikori. And K is his first name. So Nishikori.
Joel! This is absurd.
That's the whole point. It's meant to be hard. Do you want a different one?
No, yes, I want a different one.
That sounds easy though, Nishikori.
Like, what if I go back to... back to French. This one I don't think is too hard.
Oh, God.
Marion Bartoli.
B-A-R.
Yep.
T-O-L. I.
Oh!
Yes! You did it! Hang on. I'm sweating. I'm pretty sure Joel mailed the whole thing. Was I?
If I was, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Okay. And Mick, I'll give you an easy one.
Okay, good.
From Croatia?
Yes.
Marin Cilic.
Cilic?
Mm-hmm.
Cilic?
Yep.
C-E-L-I-L.
You thought if you got it out
quickly. C-I-L-I-C.
C-I-L-I-C.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. E-I-L-I-C.
What's that word called when it's spelled the same way backwards? Is it
panadram. Panagram.
Panadram.
Palindrome.
Palindrome. You guys didn't know it. At least I had a good attempt.
Okay, let's do one more because we're out of time. Okay. And you guys can both buzz in.
All right.
What about... let's do Anna Ivanovic.
I-V-A-N-A.
Hey, slow down.
I-V-A-N-O.
Yeah, work together.
O-V-I-I.
V-I-C. Yeah, we got there. Well done. That's it, guys. What a great game.
Who's in the game next week?
Obviously not me.
I'll do it.
Okay. So that brings us to the end of the show. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Shit, that was the worst one ever.